I'm Andy from The Foolish Couple, founders of the Focal Academy. We focus on mentoring and teaching the success principles and how to apply the principles to the three areas of life that money can buy: health, time, and love. Today, my topic is dangers of natural supplementation. Nowadays, more and more people are looking for natural supplements such as Ayurvedic and herbal medicine from traditional Chinese medicine to lose weight, for adrenal support, performance enhancements, digestive health, or just general health and well-being. But there is one common mistake that can pretty much overwrite any of the benefits of these supplementations. And that mistake is people make the assumption that because the supplementation is supposedly all natural and is not a prescription drug, that it is safe for them to use. Just because something is labeled as natural doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for your body. In a recent study called Ayurvedic and Herbal Medicine Induced Liver Injury, Is It Time to Wake Up and Take Notice? The article talks about the dangers of Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine and how they can cause liver damage. Many people buy random off-the-shelf Ayurvedic supplementation from Amazon or any other online stores looking for adrenal support to help with hormones or for better sleep. Or they may be taking herbal remedies from their acupuncturist or Chinese doctor for liver and kidney support. Or maybe they'll be taking herbal remedies just because they feel under the weather. Such a common thing nowadays, right? In the journal, studies found that there are toxic levels of heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and even arsenic in a lot of these so-called natural supplements. The heavy metals inside the supplements will cause damage to the liver rather than supporting it. The problem with heavy metals is that once they are in your body, they are really, really hard to get out. And they cause all sorts of health problems such as chronic fatigue, brain fog, and weight loss resistance. If you're having a problem losing weight, this may be the cause. All symptoms that people think are signs of aging, they are actually symptoms of heavy metal poisoning. So why is it that so many of these supplementation contains foreign materials that are not listed in the label? One of the reasons is that most of these Ayurvedic supplements are manufactured without any testing or certifications or even any standards. Many of the Chinese herbal remedies are grown in regions where the soil was tainted with heavy metals, so the plants themselves are grown with heavy metals inside them. So what can we do about it? Before you throw away all those bottles of natural herbal medicine, first check your bottle and see if it is manufactured in a certified GMP, which stands for Good Manufacturing Practice Facility, or if it has an NSF certification. If it has that label, you should be okay. Now, for Chinese medicine and other foreign remedies, it may be a little harder to tell whether the herbs are polluted or not, unless they are labeled as certified organic, which I've seen in some ginseng products. Many of these supplements come in raw form and they look like dried leaves and dead tree branches, so there's really no way to tell whether it contains heavy metals. My suggestion would be just to stop taking these. The fact is, even if you ask the person who sells you these herbs, chances are they have no idea where they're grown and what their farming practices are like. So it's better to be safe than sorry. That's my opinion anyways. Also, if you have been using Ayurvedic supplementation or Chinese medicine in the past, I suggest that you get tested for heavy metals. Heavy metals get stuck in your cells, in your liver, and inside your brain, and cannot be removed with simple detoxification methods. If you have heavy metals in your system, you really need a true cellular detoxification method to get it all out. Be aware that normal blood tests may not even show the toxicity levels of heavy metals in your bodies because they may not be in your blood. Remember, they're trapped in your cells. The test that I recommend to my clients is a meta-oxy test, and it's not a common test that you can go to Quest Lab or any other lab to get. If you're interested, book a time with me and I can give you more information about it. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.